Give me something.
G'day, punters. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you, whatever time you listen to this, on the train, well, maybe not on the train due to restrictions, you're still at home. But I'll tell you what, I can see the boys laughing on their screens right now because I'm working with the dodgiest of internet connections on this planet right now. But anyway, we will get into it. And we usually jump on here and talk about betting and whatnot. So that will take the absolute shocks that have come through this group and cost punters a little bit of coin. Those who regularly listen to this one. But first off, we're getting out of ice. We're getting to the point where it's, you know, it's not groups of one, two, three. We're getting into groups of 20, 5 crowds coming back to the MCG. So I want to take stock and see what the best thing that is happening, or what's the best thing that's happened over the last sort of, I can't even remember how long we've been in it, whether it be 6 months, 8 months, whatever we've been in this lockdown. We'll start off with you, Wally. What is the best thing that you've taken out of this?
I'll tell you what, it's probably no surprise to anybody that's met me, seen me, walk past me in the street, that I like a couple of things. I like a feed and I like a beer. Not ashamed of that, not proud of that. It just is what it is. In isolation, can I tell you, there's no shame. There's no eyes looking at you. If you want to have a second, a third, a fourth stubby at lunch, you can. If you want to try and make some sort of homemade chicken parma / fettuccine carbonara / pizza, have a crack. My point is that there was no shaming eyes over the past few months. Unfortunately, that's now changing. So I have to go back to normal, you know, normal social standards. I can't go about life the way I have been for the last few months. But I'll tell you what, it was nice to be able to just take a break from regular society and just experiment in the kitchen and just get day drunk, just all of that good stuff.
What did your wife say to you now having to live by regular social standards now that other people are involved as well?
Oh, no. She's had enough. I've been in the garage for the last 6 weeks, so she's not interested, mate.
Hammy, what have you been up to?
I've really enjoyed the way that the, you know what I'm like. I've enjoyed the way, just sitting back and watching the way the fitness industry has adapted to these new conditions. You know, the amount of at-home workouts that you can do.
Instagram's been good.
Instagram's been very good. Have a look at some of the before and after shots of some of your favourite influencers. They've really strapped themselves to the beast over the past couple of months. And I love the way that, you know, a lot of these... a lot of the fitness influencers, the gyms have closed, the places of work have closed, but that's been a real good opportunity for them to extend and get out there, do some live work, do all that sort of stuff on Instagram. So I haven't done all of them myself, but, you know, I've kind of sat back and gone, geez, I wish I was doing something with my life. These guys are, they're pretty tapped in. So congratulations to everyone involved in the fitness biz. I've been very impressed with your hustle over the past 3 months, but looking forward for your sake to getting back in there on the 22nd next week.
You're right there, Hammy. I've been absolutely inspired by all the influences, but nothing's changed in that regard. You know, I seek a lot of my inspiration from the AFL Wags and all that sort of market. So good on them for keeping up the good work. Paddy, yeah. Where have you been at?
Oh, well, first and foremost, Felix, thanks for joining us from your little closet under the stairs there. It's a sensational little internet connection.
Sorry, you're breaking up a bit there, Pat.
A lot of positive chatter about isolation. It sucked in my eyes. And Wally says there's no shame. There's no shaming eyes looking at you when you continue to eat your carbonara. Well, I can tell you there is, and it comes in the form of a three-figure number when you jump on the scales.
Welcome, Paddy.
Because I'm a proud member of the Triple Figure Club, aka the Rash Vest Club, and 8 kilos has found its way onto my frame whilst we've been bunkering through. But so hardly a positive. I mean, if there is a positive out of it, I did manage to coax the Dale's parents into thinking I was working one weekend when really I was just sitting down watching Sky Racing in the front room one Saturday all day, with racing being the only sport. So racing getting its limelight was a love for me. So
well, that's a great shout, Paddy.
That actually is work for you, Pat. So, it's a nice little alibi you've got there.
It is. I also, one other thing, I got NBA 2K20. On my Xbox for $4.50. Now that's gone under the radar.
That was the one where it was a lot cheaper if you bought the Russian spyware with
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's something sus with it. It took about 30 hours to download on the actual Xbox. I don't know if that's my internet, but I saw it on Instagram. It said, no excuses, get it now. And it cost me $4.50, and it's the legit game, online, everything. So
well, that Russian spyware is obviously what's cooked Felix's internet. So just be careful with that $4.50 bargain. Seems like a bargain, but we'll ruin all of your hardware. Yeah. So
It'll come around in spades.
Yeah.
What about you, CRA Felix? CRA
will come and knock on my door.
Felix, what about you, mate? What have you enjoyed?
Yeah, well, a lot of my Wi-Fi and internet actually works from a sort of hand-coiled device. So I've spent a lot of the time coiling that one up myself. But, Paddy, you did mention NBA 2K, and I've been downloading it the last 2 weeks. So hopefully I can get it before the next one comes out. And I will see you down at the MSAC wave pool with our rash vets on, because I've stacked on about 8 kilos as well. So not going to be too fun there, but the wave pool, luckily it's still, you are still at our age, so... we'll be down there.
Daddy's home at the wave pool, mate.
It's about ice time. Yeah. Oh, it's probably the fact that as a resident degenerate, you've been able to do a lot now that you pigs have been on leave.
Been able to do a lot of what, mate? So you're breaking out. I don't know if you're... I think the game must have just finished downloading.
Yeah, you're breaking out. All I heard was a lot more and pigs.
I want to... let me go into it. Who cares what I've been doing? We'll jump straight into it. We'll jump straight into it, because clearly I'm not going to be able to get a whole sentence out with this Russian spyware.
Pretty normal for you.
But no, we will jump into it. What's the one thing forward to? We talk about just one quick thing you're looking forward to getting out of here.
I'll be honest, I'm going to get on the front foot. I want to get back in the office. And I never thought I'd hear myself say that. But you know what? I do miss you, boys. I miss listening to you, looking at you through Zoom, and particularly those of you who got internet that wouldn't even pass in some of the most decrepit places that I've been to. I'd rather just see you face to face. So the sooner we can get back in there, and my mail is that we're going to be getting back in there soon. That's what I'm looking for. Bit of a boring one, but also a heartfelt one and an honest one. I'll get back in the office.
Very good, Hammy. Very good. I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of them. You can pub, work, getting away from the fam, all that sort of stuff. For me, the MCG... well, when we can go back into the Coliseum, the home of footy, just that's it. I feel that when we're allowed into a sporting event, that's when we're going to feel we are officially back.
Do you reckon they'll can? I'm hearing that they won't open the bar though.
Oh, well, I won't be going then. Okay, that suits that. I'll change my answer.
Sporting event.
No, but surely, see, this, and this is the thing, Paddy, is that it'll be the same thing for the racing. You can have all of the, you know, no one sitting next to each other, every second, third seat, that sort of stuff. But the problem is, and I'll be thinking this with the races, bloody hard for the 1.5 metres, one person square, 4 metres and all rules when everyone's absolutely gassed. And that'll be the thinking.
Yeah, well, that's where what I'm looking forward to, just getting to the races, the big sort of spring carnival lights up in my eyes, hoping that we can get there. And all the, I saw today that loners might be allowed back in through the turnstiles at racetracks. Mm. You being an owner of a horse, I'm as well now owner of a horse, but my horse is now going on a spell. So great timing for the limitations to lift there. That's as per. But no, there's plenty of exciting stuff. The spring carnival for me. If we can get there and get some sort of car park going and the good times rolling, then
huge,
we can tick that box.
Bearing in mind, Felix, that this is a family show. What are you looking forward to doing once the restrictions ease again?
Yeah. Well, majority of what I'm looking forward to doing was announced as just legal, and I won't go too deeply into what that is. But read through the restrictions, and you can probably pick what that one is. Very nice South Melbourne establishments around this area.
Felix, getting a bit of a cramp, need a massage.
Yeah.
Just in Dota, will it be, Felix, or another unnamed one?
Getting the hot stone, mate.
Yeah. I'm like remedial myself, Paddy. They just get in there, just work the back, and just loosen up.
Yeah, you're very much a deep tissue man.
Of course you
are. Are we going to travel?
Being the operative word there.
Yeah. Are we going to travel again soon, or what's the go there?
You've just been on a 10-day road trip to Byron Bay, haven't you, mate? Yeah. So
you snuck over the borders there, didn't you, Paddy?
No, it was all about board, and I was allowed to. New South Wales lifted their restrictions, so up I went.
Hey, quick one on that. I was meant to go to the US for a trip in October. We were leaving the Monday or the end of September. We're leaving the Monday after the AFL Grand Final, and we were going New York, Boston, Vegas, just the good places, right? We're now like that goes on hold. Me and some mates going on. When do we actually think we're going to be able to travel over, especially the US, because they are a little bit Michael tucked at the moment. How long do we think that'll be? Is that a year off, or are we thinking literally it could be years before you're flying into some of these countries?
I heard 2022, 2023, which would suck, especially being in the prime of our lives at the moment, Wally. Yeah. But what can you do? Someone likes bat too much.
Yeah, did they get refund for your Coachella ticket, Felix, or what was the go?
Yes, no, I did get a full refund for the Coachella ticket, and luckily it wasn't a paper thing, because then it would have been covered in tears, because it was a very sad event to see that. But I love last things cancelled. They're like, you know what? We can cancel all this now. That's going to take a full-blown pandemic to end. But no, I think it's going to be 2021. I think we're definitely going at least 6 months. Once they got a vaccine, they need to travel.
Yeah, then comes is out, there going to be a vaccine? I mean, we are not the people to be discussing this.
This is Quanda with Wally, Hammy, Paddy and Felix.
Welcome to Get That India, the sports bet vaccination podcast.
I don't know where...
This week's guest, he's got a couple of tips for us.
You know, it's like, do you remember in the movie Old School where Will Ferrell's doing the debate and he just spits out the perfect... And he just talks about the answers and then he backs out and he goes, what happened? I think that's what just happened. We forgot why we're actually here and we started talking about serious topics.
I know I've got a dodgy... Go ahead, Hammy.
I was just going to say, you know, let's get back to what we're actually here for, and that is to hang shit on each other. And there's actually great opportunities here because there's been – all of us have gone on the record and various integrations, you know, where we should be helping punters out really and trying to find them some winners. And we've had some shocking tips. Everyone on this Zoom, on this podcast has had an absolute stinker in the last week. I don't know who we want to start with and who wants to grill who
Mate,
first.
Why don't we start with you?
If you have to.
Yep.
Actually, get me out of the way early.
Yeah. I wrote this down because I laughed at this a fair bit. And the reason I laughed at it might become clear shortly. But Hammy was pretty bullish about the West Coast Eagles v Gold Coast. So much so when he was on Fox Sports News and he mentioned the price, he goes, "Don't even worry about the $1.10. We're not going to talk to that. It's 40 plus. That's where we start." So he started at West Coast are going to win this by 40 plus.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if they're going to win by 40 plus, Jack Darling and JK, Josh Kenny, they're going to kick, what, 3 goals each?
Well, on paper, that's a pretty good bet, boy. Let's have a look around. You know, everyone's nodding their head there. That's a pretty safe bet. Obviously, things didn't quite go to plan. I don't know if anyone else saw the Suns winning that one by 10 goals, but bit of egg on my face. What I was trying to do with that particular part of my spot was we had a bit of a narrative going that, yes, footy was back now, but not like the old days. You couldn't bunker down at a pub and watch all 3 or 4 games at one venue. You're going to have to keep changing pubs every couple of hours. So I was trying to find you some value at the end of the day to cover your Ubers, all the meals you had to buy, and all that sort of stuff. You get about $13.50 for that same game multi, which I stand by on paper was not bad. Obviously, things didn't go to plan, but that Gold Coast 40-plus, I think you were picking up about $126 there.
How about this, Hammy? Did you see one sports bet punter at halftime when the scores were around level, chucked $30 on the Suns to win by 40 or more at $436 odds and walked away with $12,500 from an in-play bet.
Wow.
Thank you, mother. Thank your mother for the rabbits. You're out of a job. All the best. That's good. A proper bet.
That is, well, yeah, I'd love to see the rest of that punter's, form.
A rabbit.
Yeah, but good on them. Well done. Look, I'm not the only one here, though, who has embarrassed himself over the last little while with bets. I want to go to Pat. I want to deflect to Pat. He's an easy target there. This morning he's got his OM beanie on, and he's a big D's fan, as we know. He's travelled across the country to watch him lose in the prelim. He's driven across there. He's gone viral for crying when they missed the top eight. And this year, he came into the office very bullish that the D's would make the top eight. I think I might have been the first one to take you on, but I said, I have $100 with you that the D's will not make the top eight. You took me on. You went, yep, straight away. Came over, shook my hand back in an era where we could shake hands, and you took the bet. And then people just sort of started popping up one by one. It was like meerkat manner. One of my favourite meerkat based shows. I was popping up, and Pat took pretty much everyone on. There's now a signed document in the office with about 10 names. Is it 10 names? Nine names.
It's nine names.
Yeah, nine names. Pat's taking them on, saying D's will make top eight. $100 stake from each competitor. And you've just limped over the line by 1 point against the Blues. How are you feeling?
Well, mate, you're only as good as your last game in this shortened season.
Yeah, you were great. That's what I'm saying.
Were you shit then?
We had a good first quarter. We can bring that first quarter energy and pizzazz to other games. I think we're being good. I'm still balls to the wall. I'm still all in with the bet. A few people asking me, does the bet still stand throughout Corona? Now, I will have it on the record that I made this bet with the knowledge that we were playing some sides twice, those being Carlton, those being Fremantle, those being the Crows, those being the Suns. All right, there's seven wins penciled in. Obviously, we haven't got that, but I'm a man of my word and I'm sticking to my guns.
Good boy.
I'm not buying into the fact we only won by a point. Win's a win. Had we have lost, I probably would have almost just... I wouldn't have paid out early, but it would have been a long way to come back.
Do you try and get out of this bet when the season changed, went to 17 games,
there was talk, there was chatter, it was floated, and people asked me, and I said, I probably have ground to be able to do it, but I won't, because I'm a man of my word, and I'll stick through to my bet. I don't have a good track record with bets amongst colleagues, that's for sure. My boss has cleaned me up a few times. I still owe him a dinner at Chin Chin because I said Liverpool would win the Premier League last year, but that didn't happen.
Before you grill someone else, Pat, just quickly want to ask Wally and Felix, what are you guys going to spend your $100 on for Pat once you get it?
I might roll it into Melbourne to miss the finals in 2021.
Yeah, nice. Double
just
the money.
Keep turning it over. Create a little nest egg for my son.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice big deposit on a nice set of golf clubs when I get my 900 my way. That's for sure.
Yeah, and we've all been pretty confident with a few tips we've given here, but there is one man in this group who loves a betting theory. And the utmost confidence when he describes his betting theories. Now, I went into round one, and first of all, we will get to Wally's opinions on the Chinese trade situation later. But I do want to ask him, Rob, what happened to that theory? Because you blasted this over about four Give Me Something episodes to the point where, Murray, your three-team bet half your stake here, bet half your stake there. You would have thought that the games were already resulted by the way you were talking about it.
I was stopping people in the street to tell them to get on this. That's how confident I was. This was, my theory was West Coast. And I mean, that's probably why I called you out, to make me feel better. I said West Coast, GWS.
It's a good start.
And Port Adelaide were locks. And I said, not only are they locks, you multi those three up. They're giving you $2. That's what you can get. I think you get up to $2.10, but they'll give you $2. And I said, whatever you're doing on the weekend, the one thing we know is that we should look at outsiders when you're coming into this sort of round, because nobody knows what's going to happen. So I pinpointed a whole heap of outsiders that I thought could get the chockies. And then I said, look, it wouldn't hurt you to back those. But what you do, whatever you're going to bet, take half your stake and put it on these three because they can't lose.
Half your stake. Because are you going vegan, Wally?
And do you know what's funny? So some of the outsiders that I said were good value were Hawthorn. They lost by 10 goals. I suggested that Fremantle could cause an upset.
They were close. They were actually probably your best.
I said Carlton will beat Melbourne.
They blew it.
So not going that well. I think the only one I called out, I said St Kilda will beat the Western Bulldogs, and I couldn't believe the price. But look, to be honest, Felix, the strategy was sound. The tips were shit. That's all.
Well, Felix is a man who...
Operation was a success.
Felix is a man who tries to, quantify his data, and he rolled in with... something, if something happens 83% of the time, then in theory it will happen all the time. And he sung from the rooftops. I saw him across Fox Sports and give me something saying Jordan De Goey 2 goals plus is just an absolute lock in a same game multi. Jordan De Goey didn't kick a single sausage in a game where, 10 goals were scored between the two sides. You were far, far away from it, Felix.
It's the old, it's the Sex Panther theory, isn't it, Felix? 83% of the time it works every time.
Yeah, well,
mate.
What happened? Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
Not even one goal.
He can to go and get fucked, is what I'm going to say after that one.
Good thing your internet's not working. You may have just bleeped yourself.
Hey, so do we go again?
I'm back in this prediction because I said that he was going to score those 2 goals in the final. Since Collingwood didn't score a single goal, I'm letting myself off the hook. I may not have mentioned that exactly, but yeah. I was referring to some third quarter scoring.
Yeah, your defense is about as flimsy as your internet connection there, Phil.
Did you not think that Adam Chalor not playing might mean that Jordan De Goey was going to have a bit more midfield time?
In fairness to Felix, though, on that, Tom Phillips was playing forward, which doesn't happen. So it was like, yeah. Anyway, who knows?
I must say, putting any time goal scorers in a same game, new blanket rule for me, no midfielders. It's only forwards. Good shout. It's too much. It's not worth the risk. Like a Dusty Martin, you get $1.40, and he might not get one because he's playing in midfield. Anyway,
I think the disposals is certainly the building blocks, aren't they, Pat? Which I've noticed discussing a few with you.
You'll hear from me shortly about my tip.
Let's hear from you now.
John, straight into it.
Say it now. Don't tease us, Paddy.
Okay, there you go. Well,
stick around. Coming up soon.
If you're listening,
welcome back from the break.
Don't touch that dial.
Can you roll into a Thursday night or Friday night game and you may predict the over-under points or who's going to win and you're out of it in that quarter time, you laugh that stuff. This is not looking good. So I've changed tack with my strategy and I've been the result of the game and the over-under points. So I'm alive in these same games until the very end. All right, so it makes it enjoyable. I recently have gone 7 legs, but I'm going to trim it back. It's a 6-leg same gamer. 4 players to get over 20 disposals and then 2 anytime goal scorers. It's super simple. These are the 4 players that need 20 touches on Thursday night. Austin Martin, Pat Hall, Tom Mitchell and O'Meara. Then anytime goal scorers, just need Castagna to pop up and kick a stinky one and Gunston. Now, just judging by that, what odds do you reckon I get for a little same game like that?
I don't know. I've got a question mark in there, but go. I don't know.
$7.25.
Yeah, you get 12 bucks to find out if that works. And the beauty of the sports bet promo is as well, if one leg fails,
$1 is pretty good.
You're getting a bonus bet back up to $50. So that's what I'll be doing. It's a stat attack. It doesn't have to worry about the result. You're in it until the end. One team can kick away and you're in it right to your eyeball. So that is my tip. I'll say it again. Martin, Hooley, Mitchell and O'Meara, all 20+, and then Castagna and Gunson any time. You'll get $12 about.
Are we worried at all about the structural integrity of Jaeger's knees at all involved in that one? Or?
No, he's all right. Jaeger's coming back from it's a superficial injury.
Jaeger bomb.
In terms of above the shoulders. I will say this, Paddy, as a Hawks fan, just keep an eye. I'd be putting that on close to the jump. Just wait and see what the team looks like because we have had a propensity in certain games against tough sides. We have occasionally played Jack Gunston back or up the ground a little bit. So just wait and see. I think that Jack Gunston is always very, very short for someone that can spend time up the ground.
Okay. If you want to sub out Gunston, you can add in Luke Bruce, who always kicks a goal.
Luke Bruce, 100%. Luke Bruce is almost a lock. That's the one I'd be going with.
Your odds are $11 as opposed to $12 if you go with Bruce. But that's what I'll be doing. Stat attack.
And if you power play that, you probably get $12 anyway.
Probably do.
The same.
Happy Elite days.
Well, what have you got? You're pretty chipper there with the Pac Sun game multi there. What have you got for us?
Yeah.
Another. Well, how much of my stake should I throw on this one?
Here's what we're going to do. So you're going to take half your stake.
He's going to throw that away.
Is it trimmed?
I will tell you this, though. I'll tell you right now that if you took Richmond and North Melbourne, who will both win, you're getting double your money. But the interesting one here is Well, there's two interesting ones. Gold Coast v Adelaide. Adelaide were toilet, in a word, and Gold Coast are $1.80. Look, they're not a great side. I usually have a rule that is you back good sides, you don't back against shit sides. So just because the team's bad, the opposition still have to be decent for you to put a lot of trust in them. But $1.80, when they played the way they played, the way they hunted the ball, the way they worked in packs, the way they just went at it, their ferocity, I think Adelaide are that bad that the Gold Coast are a massive show there. The other one for me, Essendon $1.84. I don't like Essendon, don't like Melbourne, but they're playing each other. Essendon have shown far more than Melbourne have. $1.84 for Essendon, I think, is a good price too. Sorry, Paddy, but I reckon that they'll roll you.
Nah.
Hey, just on Gold Coast there, I never thought I'd say this, especially last week. I've done a total 180. The Gold Coast 40 plus is $8, and I actually got on it straight after the siren on yep. Saturday. I reckon they'll come in. And how good do those two top draft picks look?
Oh, hell. Mate, Noah Anderson should be playing at Hawthorn. Dean Anderson played in flags for us, and he only missed out. I think he played 80-something games, so he only just missed out on the 100 for the father-son rule.
Well, and then
he went to St Kilda.
He should be good, mate, Matty Rao. Matty Rao, I think he's re-signed today, or he's on the verge of re-signing.
Mate, looks like not just the flaming red hair, but everything else. It really reminds me of Vossi, Michael Voss.
And the way he speaks too, his head is so well put together. This is, we're talking about.
Is he wearing grass cats as well?
Ooh. That's a good shout. I'll have to take note next time.
Us cats, like the runner type.
I know exactly what you mean, Felix. Surely not.
Yeah. Unsure.
Yeah.
Paying dividends if he is.
I'm pretty sure boots like that. Like they were a weird shape. Pretty sure they're grass cats.
Like the five-a-side soccer shoes.
The number one draft pick had oddly shaped.
A little more studded. I looked them up online afterwards and you can get them.
Well, find us a photo and you tweet it.
Hey guys, I want to take us over to Ascot tonight.
Oh, please do, Hemi.
The UK. Now, just quietly, last night, just before things got going, I got sent a set of tips for Ascot, and I had 5 out of 8 winners and a second on there.
Thanks for sharing them.
Yeah,
I sent them to you, mate. Your internet's no good, so you get through. So I'm going back over there tonight. Now, I got this tip a couple of days ago, and I thought I'll get on now because it's at a good price. It's at $15. It's for a horse in race number 5. It'll happen Australian Eastern Standard Time, half an hour past the stroke of midnight. This is race 5. There is a horse by the name of Indeed, which couldn't be more English. It is now, it's actually blown out to $23 now. So it's actually on the drift. But don't go nuts on this thing. Don't go nuts. But just have a little go at it. I'd have a little each way look at Indeed. And if you can stay up and watch it, good on you.
Yeah.
But if not, you might just wake up to a nice little surprise in the sports bit account tomorrow morning.
Which race, honey?
Race number 5.
Tonight, the Gold Cup. That's not in it.
Royal Hunt Cup. If I say that quickly.
Are you looking at tomorrow night's card, Paddy?
I think I must be.
Yeah, because that's the Stradivarius race. Yeah. And if you get a chance and you stay up, if not watch the replay, Stradivarius is the best stayer in the world, bar none. And we'll be taking on Cross Counter, who won the Melbourne Cup, but it's got Cross Counter covered. And it's a 4,000-metre event. It's going for, I think, its third straight Gold Cup. Hammy, we, of course, got to see Stradivarius at Goodwood, Glorious Goodwood, which was quite amazing, the way it took them apart.
Yes.
Just got on, Hammy. Power played to $29.
I've got a couple of other ones, but they're going to jump before this podcast goes live. So I might give these ones to you off air, boys, before we get out of
here. Oh, thanks, Hammy. Sorry, punters.
Sorry, punters. Should have been here.
Well, I'll tell you what, once you've KO'd yourself on these ice cold tips that the boys have just given out, I'm going to give you I'm not going to give you a massive 7-leg same game multi, getting all ambitious like that. It's early days. You just play a little bit safe in these early rounds. Now, Tom Mitchell, $1.72 for over 25 disposals. Couple of games in now. The nice little break is going to help him. I think he's going to get back. This is best odds you'll get this season. I'm calling it the highest odds this season. $1.70 Mitchell to get 25 plus. Once he gets 25 plus on the weekend, to that $1.40 range, because that's where he belongs. But right now, we're just talking a little bit of a layoff week gap. All right, but that's one you throw in your same game multi. Probably don't take it one out. Like if you're taking something $1.70 one out, then you you're probably better internet connection than me. Yeah. But I'd say load that one into a
take it into Richmond to win.
Staple.
Felix? Because Richmond 100% can win.
Yeah, even if Richmond wins. Look, I
you'll get over double your money.
Between Tom Mitchell playing and Hawthorne winning. But I do just think he's going to rack him up. He's had enough time on the pine. He's gone 24-21, I believe. I think this is the breakout. The return.
Thanks, Caro.
It's 24-21. That's not terribly bad in a short game.
No, I mean, he's coming back from a season.
Good. That's what I mean. And now that he's another game in off the break, he's going to be good to go.
Okay.
Maybe even get a little bit hungry and go the 30-plus range. But I will not advise that just at the moment.
Jeez.
That's better to say. Some of them must have been
most oxygen down there in that bunker theory, mate. Starting to lose the plot.
you're going purple, mate.
Yeah, mate, you're going nuts. Get out.
Tom Mitchell, I'm going to say it right now, and I'm willing to take odds from you guys. I'm willing to take bets on you guys. He's going to get 28 disposals on the dot. On the dot. What odds are you giving me for that?
On the dot? Well, the fact that his line is 26, I think. So it's over the line, on the dot. You're getting $11, I think. I know it doesn't sound like a massive amount, but it's within around a couple of his line. It's about $11.
Yeah. Very nice. We've got $100 on it, Wally.
No, I wasn't offering.
Wall bet.
You guys heard it. I'll refer to this one on Monday.
Wrap us up, Felix.
That's just about. Yeah. We'll see if I can get through that. But, I may cut out before then. But anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. Good luck on the weekend. Enjoy ISO. Enjoy the pubs in groups of whatever you're allowed at the moment. Hopefully, the restrictions are even more eased by the time we're next on air.
Sorry, what did you say, Felix? I couldn't hear anything you said for the last half hour.
Oh, I said everyone on the title.
Give me something.